is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Before we start, I want to make something crystal clear. This is not about politics. This isn't about Democrats or Republicans. This is about power, corruption, and a system that keeps protecting predators, no matter what party they belong to. If you think exposing the truth about Jeffrey Epstein and his network of abusers is some partisan crusade, you've missed the point entirely. Because I don't care if it's a billionaire, a movie star, a CEO, or a former president. If you were part of this, if you enabled it, financed it, or looked the other way, you deserve to be exposed, period. The letter I'm about to read comes from Congressman Jamie Ratzkin. It's dated November 3rd, 2025. In it, the demands are clear. Answers from Attorney General Pam Bondi about why the Department of Justice shut down an active investigation into Epstein's co-conspirators. Just because he's dead doesn't mean the investigation stops, especially when you have co-conspirators. An investigation backed by 50 survivors who risked everything to tell the truth. This letter isn't blue or red. It is black and white. It is a line in the sand between those who protect predators and those who don't. So decide right now which side you'd like to be on. So let's hear it exactly as it was written. No spin, no bias, just the truth. So obviously, there's a letter behind me. I'm going to read it for you. Dear Attorney General Bondi, why would the Trump administration, the Department of Justice, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, kill an ongoing criminal investigation into a massive and decades-long criminal sex trafficking ring that preyed on girls and young women? Who exactly are you intending to protect by this action? Again, take your politics out of this. Take who you like out of this. Take who you hate out of this. It's a question that should be asked of anyone who stopped this investigation. That's my added commentary there. I'm going to keep going. Until January 25th, 2025, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, SDNY, was running an active investigation into Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's co-conspirators. In January, SDNY prosecutors were ordered to transfer the Epstein case to the DOJ headquarters in Washington, D.C. Since that time, according to information provided to our committee by counsel for Epstein survivors who provided the key evidence enabling the successful prosecution of Ms. Maxwell, the investigation into co-conspirators has inexplicably ceased, and no further investigative steps appear to have been taken. DOJ and FBI formally closed the case in July of 2025. Abruptly issuing a memo that declared without offering any supporting details that DOJ and FBI did not uncover evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. DOJ and FBI's failure to investigate this conduct is a betrayal of more than 1,000 survivors of this multi-billion dollar internal sex trafficking ring. Many survivors actively assisted federal agents and prosecutors in the hope of holding the perpetrators of these outrageous crimes accountable. As these survivors made clear to DOJ and FBI, Mr. Epstein and Ms. Maxwell did not act alone. Until this January, these survivors understood DOJ and FBI's investigation into these co-conspirators to be active, serious, and ongoing. Yet, the Trump administration has inexplicably killed this investigation, declared these survivors not credible, and falsely claimed no evidence exists to support charges against additional co-conspirators. I write to demand an explanation for why DOJ has abandoned the women and girls abused by Epstein, Ms. Maxwell, and their co-conspirators, fired or cut off career prosecutors from the case, and ceased its investigation into one of the largest sex trafficking rings in history. In 2019 and 2020, SDNY indicted Jeffrey Epstein and his accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell in charges relating to their longstanding conspiracy to traffic young women and girls. Mr. Epstein committed suicide in August of 2019. Ms. Maxwell was indicted in June of 2020, convicted in December 2021, and sentenced in June of 2022. During this time period and until 2024, nearly 50 survivors of this criminal conduct provided information to SDNY prosecutors and FBI agents as part of the investigation. The information provided by this huge group of women was precise and detailed. They described how Mr. Epstein, Ms. Maxwell, and their co-conspirators orchestrated a sophisticated and clandestine sex trafficking conspiracy that trafficked them to at least 20 men. These survivors shared with DOJ and FBI the specific identities of many of these co-conspirators. How this operation was structured and financed and which individuals facilitated these crimes. Many of these women spoke with federal prosecutors and agents more than once over an extended time period in meetings that were on the record and memorialized in FBI 302s. The understanding of these survivors at the time they shared this information and until the beginning of the second Trump administration was that the investigation into potential co-conspirators was still active and ongoing. By all accounts, this understanding regarding the ongoing nature of the investigation was shared by the federal law enforcement agents working on the case. Similarly, the U.S. government related that there was an ongoing pursuit of Epstein's co-conspirators and filings before the Supreme Court during the Biden administration. In January of 2025, there was a sudden and dramatic shift in the posture of the investigation. SDNY prosecutors notified the survivors that they were sending their investigative files to Washington, D.C., and that prosecutors at DOJ headquarters would be leading the investigation moving forward. Yet, it appears that the case was not transferred so that it could be continued. Unbeknownst to both survivors and SDNY prosecutors, it was transferred so that it could be killed. To justify this inexplicable refusal to investigate Mr. Epstein's co-conspirators, FBI Director Kash Patel, who reports directly to you, repeatedly impugned the credibility of the Epstein survivors at a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee in September, claiming that DOJ and FBI had determined that the information provided by these survivors was not credible. When questioned by Congresswoman Primula Jayapal, if the victims of the Jeffrey Epstein horrific trafficking ring, are they credible? The victims of the Jeffrey Epstein horrific trafficking ring, are they credible? That was the question. Director Kash Patel asserted, "We have routinely asked for people to come forward with more evidence, and we will look at it. And the evidence that we have was the same evidence that the Biden and Obama Justice Department had. And they determined, not me, they determined that the information was not credible." This assertion does not hold water. Many of these survivors are the same ones who provided the evidence and testimony that the federal jury in New York found sufficiently credible to conclude beyond any reasonable doubt that Ms. Maxwell was guilty of multiple child sex trafficking offenses. Clearly, the federal prosecutors who put these women on the stand found them entirely credible. And Director Patel's stunning assertion to the contrary lacks any basis in fact. Even more troubling, despite routinely asking for people to come forward with more evidence and promising that the FBI will look at it, Director Patel has seemingly refused to meet with any of the survivors, would not or could not elaborate on what current investigative leads they had followed, and astonishingly appeared to be unaware of any FBI review into the nearly $1.5 billion in suspicious transactions flagged by four major banks relating to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. Your department's failure to review these transactions and pursue associated co-conspirators defies comprehension. For instance, Director Patel refused to answer whether he had subpoenaed Mr. Epstein's lawyers and accountants, dodging the question by saying they were part of an investigation in 2018 and 2019, but that ignores years of subsequent investigation and disclosures by survivors. Since that time, there has been additional horrifying revelations regarding how bankers, accountants, attorneys, and other facilitators investigators enabled the financial transactions and legal paperwork, including sham marriages orchestrated between Epstein victims, necessary to carry out this sprawling sex trafficking enterprise. These facts are well established and well publicized, but they are the leads that your department has deemed not credible. DOJ is letting co-conspirators go free without consulting with the woman harmed by their conduct, thus registering an unmistakable echo of Alec Acosta's shameful decision to shut survivors out of the process that led to Mr. Epstein's first sweetheart plea agreement in 2008 that immunized his unnamed potential co-conspirators. Under President Biden, DOJ resolved to learn from those errors by coordinating closely with victims in its ongoing pursuit of Epstein's co-conspirators and resolved to inform crime victims about expected charging decisions as early as the process as feasible and appropriate. Your DOJ has abandoned those promises in pursuit of a shameful and gigantic cover-up. The Committee on the Judiciary has oversight, jurisdiction over the DOJ and FBI pursuant to Rule X of the Rules of the House of Representatives. House Judiciary Democrats are investigating the extent to which DOJ officials and Donald Trump have manipulated and misused prosecutorial and law enforcement resources to inappropriately shield the president, allow co-conspirators in one of history's largest sex trafficking rings to go free, and misled the public. The investigation will inform legislative efforts to insulate DOJ and career employees from political interference, increase transparency, and establish and maintain ethical standards for employees in the executive branch. Given your failure to protect and inform survivors, the Committee on the Judiciary is also considering reforms to the Crime Victims' Rights Act, 18 U.S.C., 3771, including clarifying prosecutors' responsibility to confer with survivors of certain crimes before the attachment of criminal proceedings, including the cessation of an investigation. This proposed reform would work to ensure that political appointees at DOJ cannot silently pause or end longstanding investigations to protect powerful individuals from accountability. The committee must understand what steps DOJ has taken since receiving the Epstein investigative files from SDNY and what information it has attempted to shield from survivors to fully determine the extent of the necessary reforms. Accordingly, please provide the following information to the committee no later than 5 p.m. on November 10, 2025. Number one, an accounting of all investigative steps or reviews undertaken by DOJ since January 20, 2025 relating to the Epstein and Maxwell sex trafficking ring, including but not limited to file transfers, witness interviews, document reviews, survivor or victim notifications, subpoenas issued, search warrants sought, orchestrated, and other steps. Two, all files, reports, or summaries of any investigation or review into the Epstein and Maxwell files conducted by DOJ between January 20th, 25, and the present, including but not limited to SharePoint files produced during your review. And three, all files, reports, communications, or summaries relating to the staffing of any Epstein review or investigative matter since January 20th, 2025. Thank you for your prompt attention to this important matter. That was Congressman Jamie Raskin's full letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi. And if you made it this far, you already know this isn't about party lines. It's about moral ones. Because when the Department of Justice decides to shut down an investigation into child trafficking, that's not a Democratic scandal or a Republican scandal. It is a human one. The question Raskin asked in that letter, who are you protecting, shouldn't make anyone defensive unless they've got something to hide. And if it names in those files, if the names in those files belong to people with power, influence, or the right friends in high places, it's even more reason for every American, left, right, and center, to demand answers. Justice isn't supposed to stop at a certain income level. It isn't supposed to stall because someone's famous or politically useful. And if we ever accept that it can, which we certainly seem like we have been, this whole idea of justice means nothing. So no, this isn't political. It's about whether we still have the courage to tell the truth when it's inconvenient. If we don't, predators win. Every single time. So I ask you, where do you stand? Release the files? And if not, well, that's a big, deep, dark question as to why you would say no. And I would ask that of anyone who is in favor of ignoring this, pretending it's not happening, lying about it, saying, oh, it's a witch hunt. It's not. It is not. It may sound and feel easier to say that rather than deal with reality. Powerful people will go down on both sides, and I welcome it, and I hope you do too. These monsters need to be stopped. Blue, red, purple, I don't fucking care. I don't care what side you're on. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how beloved you may or may not have been. If you're involved in this shit show, you need to go down. And every American needs to demand it, no matter who you voted for. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.